Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We have a jam-packed full hour of Penn State football for you. The two back-to-back losses for Penn State, we're going to talk about all of that. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in studio, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News, Russ Tucker, third member of our on-air team. He will join us shortly. Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. Middle of America travel time. First of a couple trips. Bloomington, Indiana.
Yep. Have a nice trip out to Bloomington. Not easy to get to.
It's about an hour from Indianapolis. It's not a great drive, but we find ways around that.
All right, we're gonna kick off this week with Bob's six pack for Saturday, Indiana. Quarter number two, Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They are Ross's thoughts on the Michigan State game. I'm sure he's got like maybe one or two of them and what they mean going forward. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. Those are the questions. Yeah, we might have a couple of them this week. And in quarter four, we're going to preview Penn State's road game against Indiana. All right, Bob, before we get to your six pack for Saturday, one quick note that the injury to Fred Hansard, it came out a little later in the week. It is season ending. He's done. The defensive tackle is done for the year, correct?
Yeah, not a surprise. If you saw the Michigan State game, it looked like a player rolled up on his leg, and you could just tell.
Didn't
right
look
away.
Good replay either.
It was bad. Look, he is a guy I think that Penn State likes. He's not playing a lot of snaps. It's a great opportunity for some other players behind Kevin Givens and Robert Windsor. The kid from Harrisburg, Damian Barber, is one guy that comes to mind. C.J. Thorpe, who had a killer penalty in the Michigan State game, is another guy that's got an opportunity. But the bottom line is they got to find some people that can play and play effectively at tackle behind the starters, because you just look at who's coming between Iowa and Michigan and Wisconsin, and it's going to be a problem if some of these guys don't start to play better.
Yeah, those three. I mean, Michigan's offense, they're getting better, by the way, and better, quietly getting better. Their offense still isn't dynamic, but they run the ball. Iowa ran for 5 yards a carry against Indiana last week.
I don't think Jim Harbaugh wants to be all that dynamic. I think he just wants to do what he did at Stanford when he did that to USC and Pete Carroll and just shove it right in your face. That's what he wants to do. That's his style of play. He made it work with Colin Kaepernick a couple years, but this is really what I think he wants to do. This is what they did at Michigan when he played there.
Right.
And Penn State better be ready November 3rd.
All right, so the six-pack for Saturday for the Indiana game is very simple. There's no sense overthinking it. We don't have a lot. They are your six Penn State players who have a chance to make a bigger impact during the second half of the season and why. And I'll just let you start with whoever you want, and we'll go from there. I have a couple as well that are different.
How about you throw me a name and I'll tell you why I think they have a chance.
All right, let's start with the Lion, Tommy Stevens.
Yeah. Well, I think that's an obvious one. Three plays, three runs, minus 12 yards. As we talked about earlier, one of those runs looks like it was going to be a pass, but he fumbled the ball. James was asked about him this week and he said, it just depends on what the other team's doing, what we like about the matchup. I mean, I just think I don't understand why he is not in the game, just even as a decoy a couple of times. I mean,
Did he even step on the field against Michigan State?
He did not participate against Michigan State. I don't know if that's James' call. I don't know if it's Ricky Ronnie's call. I don't know if maybe he's still being bothered by something. He looks good in warmups. I just, when you score 17 points at home and he doesn't play, I think you leave the door open for, hey, you know, you can use guys like that. He doesn't have to be on the field for 30 snaps. If he's on the field for 5 or 6 snaps and he can help the team, I think it's important. There's no question that he has to play more in the second half if Penn State wants to get where they want to get.
I kept looking for him. I'm going to be honest with you. When I was watching the game, I kept looking for him in the third quarter because it was clear to me watching the game that Michigan State was willing to take the risk and spy Trace McSorley and designate a spy for him. That was clear in the first half. It's like, okay, they're not going to let Trace and his legs beat him. We're gonna make Penn State adjust to it. The receivers couldn't get open. And I'm like, this is where Tommy Stevens can open up some things. I just kept waiting for it. Like I kept waiting for two to run out on the field because it felt like a natural adjustment to me.
You know, honestly, and we saw this last year at times where he just wouldn't play and it would be weird. Like why wasn't he in the game? And then he plays against Maryland and he goes off. He caught a touchdown pass against Northwestern in the row win last year, but you know he would go long stretches without playing. You go to great lengths to create a position for him. You tell everybody how important he is to the offense and how you're going to develop a role for him. You say he's healthy and he doesn't play. I don't get it. So, I mean, there's some other guys I think that also have a chance to impact him, but he's still to me. I don't understand what they're doing with Tommy.
All right, let's go on the defensive side of the ball. Cornerback John Reed. He's one of your six guys.
I think he has to be better.
Did he get better against Michigan State? I saw a little betterness, but...
I mean, he has a long way to go to get back to how he was in 2016. Let's put it that way.
Gotcha.
Obviously, I think that there's been some lingering effects from that injury. I don't know if it's a confidence thing, but to me it's looked like he's really had trouble tackling, and that's the one thing I think that if you're going to be a small corner and you want to stay on the field, you had better tackle well because most of the guys you're guarding are bigger than you. So I think that Amani got beat on that play. I think Amani's been really good this year. I like Tariq Castro-Fields. They got Donovan Johnson back, but they're going to need John Reed. You got to play with three or four corners, and he just has not been, I don't think, good enough.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go back to the offensive side of the ball. DeAndre Tompkins, wide receiver. DeAndre Tompkins.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
that's very simple.
Obviously, he didn't show up on the stat sheet again as a receiver. He had a punt return. He can help them there, but. Just watching the game, Trace missed some throws, obviously, and Trace made some mistakes against Michigan State, but there are not a lot of receivers getting open other than number one, and I think that's been a problem the last 2 weeks. I think that when KJ Hamler left the Ohio State game, it was a problem, and I just think that they just don't have – Juwan Johnson's a good player, but he really struggles, I think, to get off the line of scrimmage. I don't know that Brandon Polk's an outside receiver. And, I mean, if you're James Franklin, you got some true freshmen who have some eligibility left when you could still redshirt them. I just think that – I don't know that the receiver play has been good enough.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number one. It's Bob Six Pack for Saturday. And we're keeping it simple, ladies and gentlemen. It is six guys that Bob thinks need to be better and have more of an impact in the second half of the season for Penn State. Let's go back to the defensive side of the ball, and let's go defensive ends. Let's go Shaka Toney.
Yeah.
I was interested that you had both of these, the other defensive end as well. We'll get to him in a second. But Shaka Toney, why?
Well, I mean, he's a guy that is really good at one thing when he gets isolated on a tackle that might not get off the ball real quick. They got to get some pass rush. The blitz isn't really getting there. They're going to play some teams that were. I mean, they just need more from their pass rush. They can't have Sharif and Etor out. You know, in the game for 50 or 60 snaps.
Right.
And we could throw Shane Simmons in there too. He was a guy.
I was gonna say, that's the other one.
He was a guy when they recruited him. Everyone thought he was a blue chipper.
Yep.
They redshirted him. He looked immediately like a player physically that could help them. Didn't play early in the season.
He was hurt.
Played sparingly against Michigan State. I mean, they just need they need some bodies. They can't just play four guys on the defensive line 50 snaps. So one of those two guys at the very least has to step up.
We're going to get a couple more of yours. I want to throw in one that I had, and I wanted to ask you a question about it. It's Etor Gross-Matos. With the injuries at the defensive tackle position, I've seen him bump inside occasionally a little bit. Do you see that happening? The only reason I say – I don't think he needs to be better. I think he needs to have more of a finishing impact because he's getting chances to get there. But
I think he can play tackle when they put their pass rush package in. He's obviously big enough, but he's good at defensive end.
I agree.
I don't think you want to limit him and ask him to play a position that maybe and stop the run when he can be so good, I think, on the outside.
Do you think Shane Simmons gets more snaps this week?
He didn't play that much against Michigan State.
They wanted to use him 20 or 30 snaps, and he didn't get very many.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that maybe in a week or two you're going to really know if Shane's going to help them. But either him or Shaka, somebody's got to step up.
Another guy on your list is running back Ricky Slade.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and that's saying you think you need.
I think he's a good. I think he's a talented player. You saw it against App State with that nice run. You obviously saw it against Illinois. Miles is on track to carry the ball about 200 times through 12 games, and I guess that would be about right. We wondered about his workload at the start of the year. He clearly can handle it. But the other thing I would say is Trace McSorley is on track to carry it about 160 times. And that's a little bit much in a Big Ten schedule. And I think you will see the impact of the punishment he's taking in the final month if they're going to run him 12 or 15 times a game. He carried 25 times against Ohio State. I think he carried 12 or 13 against Michigan State. I think he's a guy where maybe 5 to 7 carries is probably more ideal. But, I mean, they need somebody. Mark Allen's not playing. Journey Brown is not ready in pass protection. So it's going to have to be Ricky Slade.
You know, the interesting thing is there's now a blueprint. Michigan State dialed up a blueprint for keeping Trace from doing what he did against Ohio State and sort of beating you or keeping them in the game, which was the way they ran defense with the spy against them. It was very well done. They had the linebacker to do it. But I think you're going to see more of that going forward from Indiana, Iowa, Wisconsin. Agree or disagree?
It's a lot easier to defend the running quarterback when you don't have to worry about a lot of receivers.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. I mean, they're not getting open. A couple other guys I had before we get out. We still got a minute left. You know, I had Pat Freiermuth on here, not because I think he needs to be better, but because I think he gets himself open and in good positions as a pass receiver. And I think he could have a bigger impact the second half of the season. He's one of your guys now. I think maybe we could call him a little bit of a man crush, but I just think he can have a bigger impact. To maybe help those guys outside. A true freshman, yes, ladies and gentlemen, a true freshman is what we are saying is possibly a turnkey to the veteran wide receivers having a little bit more of an impact on the game.
Absolutely. I thought he should have caught a touchdown against Michigan State. I thought Trace put the ball right on his hands and he didn't hold on to it.
Yeah.
It wasn't an easy catch, but he could have made it. This Indiana team against Iowa, two Iowa tight ends. One of them is really good. Noah Font is going to play in the NFL. They had two tight ends have over 100 yards receiving. I think Font had one touchdown. The other guy had two. So clearly maybe that might be an area where Mr. Freiermuth could make some plays.
Last one real quick. I think Micah Parsons, he's getting regular snaps, a consistent number of things. It's got 6 games now. It's time for him, the player, not him, the linebacker and a true freshman learning, him, the player, to be better.
I agree. I would also say Jake Pinniger might have to be a little bit better.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. Coming up, Tucker's Tape. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.